great hitter. Lands on his front toe, waits, sits way back. You know, so I was playing around with a couple different things to see if we could be more efficient, and really, you know, just again, just being efficient and seeing if we could play with that and have some improvement there.
News, weather, traffic, and sports in this 5 o'clock hour, brought to you by FRA Trust. Call the FRA Trust team and learn how to take control and even make your retirement funds tax free. Check out Joe Ruse Evans' new book, New Normal in a Post-Pandemic Economy. You can learn how to make your retirement funds tax-free. If you've recently been furloughed, you can now take control as you have access to borrow or pay taxes over a three-year span. If you feel lost, betrayed, or out of control, you can get this book for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Check it out online, joesnewbook.org, joesnewbook.org. From the 590 The Fan KFNS Studios in Kirkwood, I'm Tim Woodburn. Just around the corner is hour number three of the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon with Franco Pinion.
For all of your deck, fence, and exterior needs, CMAC Development Decks and Fence is the only call you will need to make. They specialize in decks and fences and believe that quality craftsmanship starts with their perfect designs. Take advantage now and get the exterior of your dreams with their current spring sale. 10% off all materials and labor. To set up a free design and estimate consultation, call 636-385-6387 or visit them at cmacdeckandfence.com.
Every great success story starts with one brave decision. And if you're one of the millions of Americans with college credit but no degree, one brave decision is all that stands between you and the future you want. At Maryville University, we know returning to college takes courage, but your decision isn't really about going back to school. It's about moving forward. And we'll be with you every step of the way. Let's be brave together. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
Kimmel's is back with new outdoor seating and safety protocols, but nothing has changed on their incredible menu with the same recipes treating St. Louis for 93 years. They're still kicking it with nightly music and the best happy hour in STL, Monday through Saturday starting at 3:30 p.m. Easily accessible from anywhere in town with a friendly professional staff and the best owner in the business, Kimmel's Chop House is the perfect stop. Kimmel's, with the new patio, the partitions, and the pasta.
Can't get enough of the best Black Angus beef hot dogs, Italian sausage, kielbasa, and whatever else you can put between a bun? Then it's good news that Dirty Dogs Hot Dogs has expanded. Check out their new satellite location inside the Penalty Box Sports Bar, serving the same great Dirty Dogs menu with the same high-quality ingredients. But now, you can enjoy them while playing pool, darts, or cornhole. Swing by 603 North Main Street in O'Fallon, or check them out online at DirtyDogsHotDogs.com. That's Dirty Dogs with a Z.
Who's ready to wine and dine in style outside of your living room? Surf and Sirloin is. Located at the southwest quadrant of Manchester and 270, Surf and Sirloin is now open for dine-in lunch Tuesday through Friday and dinner Tuesday through Sunday. And, of course, still offering curbside carryout service on our full menu. If you're ready for the comfort of white tablecloth dining in a relaxed environment in a family-owned restaurant serving the highest quality of beef and seafood for over 26 years, Surf and Sirloin. For reservations, 822-3637, 822-3637, or online at Surf and Sirloin.com.
Baseball is back this summer in O'Fallon, Missouri with the new CarShield Collegiate League at CarShield Field. You don't want to miss out on their promotional nights, including
Friday Night Fireworks, Superhero and Princess Night, and more.
For tickets, visit OFallonHoots.com/schedule. All tickets are $12 and are general admission, a perfect option to get outside without breaking the bank. They're proud to say that baseball is back, and they cannot wait to see you at CarShield Field this summer.
Shop local for all of your medical and sanitation supply needs with family-owned St. Louis staple Bertarelli Cutlery and Supply. Work with Marco and his family directly, and they will handle your order. Masks, hand sanitizer, sanitizing wipes, disposable gloves, thermoscanners, and more. Everyone is getting back to work, and Bertarelli Cutlery can customize your plexiglass dividers for your workplace. Contact Marco directly by emailing marco@bertarellico.com or calling 314-323-0712, and he will take your order and take care of you.
God bless America, my home, sweet home.
Hold that note, Kate. Hold that note. she did it again. She does it every time. Kate Smith, welcome aboard, everybody. It's showtime.
Vineyard's Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Great opinions on the air.
So join his partners and hear.
There's no fun left on the
air. And we're full of chit. And we think you'll get lots of
focused effort to urinate.
Boy.
She covers it all.
Nice, she didn't use the name of his dog today.
Oh, that'll be tomorrow.
I don't think we'll be hearing that name. Actually, we'll be hearing it probably now all the time. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the July 15th edition of Pinion's Playhouse, brought to you by Bertarelli. Bertarelli Cutlery. And let's just call it Bertarelli Cutlery and PPE, personal protective equipment, because they have lots of both and a surplus and warehouse full of personal protective equipment. We will tell you what they have and tell you where to go after this.
Hey!
Let's start with maybe... I don't know if anybody is the most important player, but the guy who has his hands on the most important piece of equipment here is our control board operator. And it's Great Britain's loss that he decided to come back home to America after 19 years there, and 10 of those years he was in Birmingham, England. Trevor Limestone, Limey Phillips, say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone.
And in the studio, not on the road, not northbound, not southbound, not westbound, not...
That was Little Dog Gizzard!
What a name for a dog.
That is a great name, especially considering what the dog does all the time. Bill Clavlin, say hello to everybody.
And be clear, that is not my dog you're speaking of. No. I don't have a dog.
Hello, everyone. Turn this mic up.
Hello, everyone.
There you go.
There. How's that? Is that better?
Protected from even the fake COVID claims and the real ones behind the bulletproof glass, it is also, sits Dan Strauss. He's in the house with his trouser mouse.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hello to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to First Community Credit Union, the largest credit union in the St. Louis area. With over 40 locations in Missouri and Illinois, including some Walmart locations, they have great rates on car loans and home loans. First Community Credit Union is a great place for all of your banking needs. To find out more, go to
FirstCommunity.com.
And thank goodness we have the app, because that's the only thing working at this time.
Wow, really?
Yes. Yes, I just received a text from Jim Hewer.
Are we not even on the air?
Not on the tower.
No, not on the tower.
Oh,
the
thank God nobody heard my elephant comment.
How about that?
Yeah, right. But they did on the app.
And, oh, that's okay. You can say whatever you want on the
app. An email here says, please ask Dan who the largest credit union in the St. Louis area is.
Oh, First Community Credit Union.
Okay, good. Yeah. That answers that.
Hi, question. Everybody.
Hi, Dan.
See, this is where you normally say...
Shoveltown email?
No, well...
Stop, wait, crap.
No.
Jim Hewer just sent me another text and said that they're working on it. Gino is working on everything, so...
100 times we've done this bit, and I say, got an email, and Dan always usually says, hey, who sent that? But he didn't do it this time.
Not today.
Jim, I didn't.
Jim Hewer just sent me a text that Stormy Daniels bought the station.
wouldn't that be great? We have to go in her office... And she calls in, I need a meeting with you right now in my office.
Jim Hewer just sent me an email, and he said he wants to know who wrote that letter.
Yeah.
Well, it's
okay,
well,
hang on a second now. Can the app hear us? Because an EAS test is going out. So does that affect the app as well?
I don't think so. I don't think it does.
Why don't we just wait till it's over, just in case? Can you let them hear
this? What is the EAS test saying?
Emergency.
Issued a tornado warning for southwestern Clinton County, east central Monroe County, in southwestern Illinois, western Washington County. County, southeastern St. Clair County in southwestern Illinois until 6 p.m. At 5:13 p.m., a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located near Smithton, moving east at 30 miles per hour. Expected hazards include tornado. This is a radar-indicated threat. The following impacts are expected. Flying debris will be dangerous to those caught without shelter. Mobile homes will be damaged destroyed. Damage to roofs, windows...
Is that an automated, or is that just the way this guy talks?
...is likely. This dangerous storm will be near.
So it sounds to me like the worst is in Illinois, right?
Yeah, I think so. Like Clinton County Illinois sucks, and a few others.
It's through
Smithton.
Here already. That email, by the way, was from a guy named... Jim Jeffries, he said, but my friends call me Jizzer. Jizzer Jeffries. From Shoveltown, Missouri. So thanks,
Jizzer. Start the music.
Thank you, Jizzer. Yeah, you start the music again. And now the man who's in his 39th, 40th, and 41st jobs. Job 39, head of research for the show. Job 40, newsman for the show. Job 41 is not here. It's somewhere else. I can't remember what it is. He's a...
Holy cow! The storm must have hit that.
How many times have we done this bit? 3,000?
Who wrote that letter?
There we go.
I told you who wrote it.
He doesn't listen to the show.
Oh, yeah, he's a private investigator. Tim Woodburn, say hello to your sponsor.
Hello, and thank you to the law office of Scott Sherman. Bayer has announced it will pay billions to settle lawsuits brought by people that contracted non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after using the weed killer Roundup. And even if you haven't filed suit, some of that money might belong to you. The law office of Scott Sherman is handling Roundup application cases and standing by to see if you or a loved one is eligible. All you have to do is send them an email. lawofficeofscottsherman@gmail.com. That's lawofficeofscottsherman@gmail.com. And remember, the choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be made solely on an advertisement.
All right. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven. And Ratboy just shared with me that when the storms come, he runs down. It's not a like just a cellar or a wine cellar. What kind of cellar?
Cheese.
It's a cheese cellar.
Wow.
And he runs down into the cheese cellar to be safe. And then while you're down there, of course, snack on his favorite thing. Would you please give it up for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra? Yeah. Brought to you by Bertarelli. Bertarelli, most people know, they know Bertarelli cutlery, so they know they sell knives, they sharpen knives, and they don't just sharpen some knives. They sharpen about 2,500 knives a day for 1,300 different kitchens. School kitchens, restaurant kitchens, that kind of thing. But, especially now, and there's always a butt in your face, especially now, you need to know that they are big time in the PPE business, personal protective equipment. I also think it's important for you to know that they got into this business 5 years ago. And the reason I think that's important is a lot of times people jump on the bandwagon and jump into a business to take advantage of a situation. No, they got into this 5 years ago, and never, ever could they have seen this coming. But now that it's here, regardless of how much of it is legit and how much of these COVID deaths are fraudulent and fake, doesn't matter because we have been told that we have to wear masks in St. Louis City and County and public places and all over the country. But we're lucky here. Because there's no excuse for anyone here to not have the PPE that they need if they know the name Bertarelli. Bertarelli has a warehouse. I'm guessing three blocks or so. I've been there a couple of times. I'm going to say about three blocks from their retail store on Marconi on the Hill. And in that warehouse are boxes and boxes filled with thousands and thousands of gloves and masks and face shields and shoe coverings, those footy things that you put on, and cases of hand sanitizer and sanitizing wipes. They have all of that and lots of it. So the only people who are running around and scrambling, trying to get stuff and are having trouble getting it are the poor saps who don't listen to this show and don't know the name Bertarelli. And that's a pretty sad state of affairs for those people. You, on the other hand, will never be short. I don't care if it's just for you and your family or if you own a business and you need these supplies for 500 people. Bertarelli got you covered. So remember that. Remember that name. And, of course, don't forget they are also in the cutlery business big time. It's a great family business. They'll take care of your personal protective equipment needs. I don't care how much you need. They got you covered. Bertarelli, Bertarelli. You may or may not remember how to spell it, but here's what you can remember. Facebook.com/AMandThePM or FrankOpinion.com. Each of those places, you'll find a link to their website. Bertarelli, cutlery, and PPE.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa.
I don't believe I've ever seen Bill Cleveland get a bigger kick out of anything here than he did from the elephant semen collection story from Dr. Doug. Bill Cleveland is brought to you, as you probably know, by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. You can find out more at windowworldstlouis.com. Give it up for Bill Cleveland. Now, that's not to be confused with the claps of thunder we heard earlier.
Right.
And for a little bit, it was so loud. Folks, we're in a place, this is a studio.
Area.
So we've got soundproofing on the walls. We got glass that's so thick, it's thicker than the president's limo, and we can still hear the thunder. So the good news for us is it's moved east. The worst of it, it looks like. Bill, how are you?
I'm well. And driving through Kirkwood at about 4:30 down Woodlawn. So we're at Woodlawn, not Woodlawn, Woodbine?
No, Woodlawn.
Woodlawn, yeah. Yeah. Woodlawn and Manchester, driving down Woodlawn. I don't know how deep the water was, but it was very scary actually driving through Kirkwood. There was so much water. So hopefully that's gone by now.
Johnny Cash has a great song. How high is the water, Papa? You ever heard that song?
High and rising.
Hey, very good, Limey.
Wow.
Very good. Thank you. That's the song. Yeah.
First of all, we will have a new trivia game to unveil.
Yeah.
A trivia.
Yeah.
It is trivia, but I did a little, you know, over the weekend, I worked up something. So we'll try it tomorrow. I'm sure it'll be a disaster, but fun for everyone. That'll be tomorrow. Okay.
Something different for Scott to win.
It won't be a disaster. Scott hasn't won.
Are we doing the Family Feud style thing again?
Maybe you should just wait.
Maybe
you should just wait until tomorrow.
Yeah.
Trivia is my favorite.
And it is not Family Feud.
Mr. Impatient.
20 questions.
Tomorrow, since we're doing trivia, I won't mention this, so we'll do it today. It would have been the birthday of Orville Redenbacher.
Ooh.
He would have been 113. He did pass away, though, in 19.
Is he the one with the brother Wilbur Redenbacher? No, that was the Wright brothers. Sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't say it was funny.
Can I just thank Bill for saying it would have been his birthday and not like these other people out there that it just annoys me? And today is Orville Redenbacher.
Go ahead.
113 years old.
I agree with you.
It's the dumbest thing. He's dead.
I agree with you.
Thank you, Bill.
You're welcome.
Even though it technically is his birthday, I'm with you. Mm-hmm. Would have been. All right.
Or when somebody says, what are the odds we have the same birthday? 1 in 365.
Exactly.
Those are the odds. I knew a little bit about Orville Redenbacher. He'd been on television for a long time with the advertisements or whatever. I did not know how he died. Did you ever hear this story?
No.
1995, September 19th, 1995, Redenbacher was found dead in a jacuzzi of his condominium in Coronado, California. He suffered a heart attack and drowned in the jacuzzi.
Oh!
Yikes.
How old was he?
He was, oh boy, 80. I think he was 88 or 89.
Can I tell you something? As a student of marketing and somebody who's fascinated by brilliant marketing, this guy, here's the genius of this guy. He says his popcorn is gourmet popcorn. popping corn, not popcorn. So he gives it a special label. Mm-hmm. It's just popcorn.
Yep.
And mm-hmm. it's no better or worse than Newman's Own or whatever. But what brilliance.
So this is a quote from Siskel and Ebert, after he had passed away. Siskel and Ebert, obviously, movies, you have a lot of popcorn. They eulogized Redenbacher. They called him a man who took popcorn seriously as we take the movies. And Siskel added that he was actually more than just a cute, cuddly advertising figure. He actually was a scientist who came up with a new strain of popcorn that really kept the whole industry alive.
Ooh. Wow.
There you go.
So there you go. Orville Redenbacher. So here now are a handful of popcorn fun facts.
Okay. You guys like popcorn?
I love popcorn.
Yeah. Frank!
No, save that for another day.
Okay.
Americans eat around 17 billion quarts of popcorn every year.
Wow.
That amount would fill the Empire State Building 18 times. That is how much popcorn they eat.
I know people hate this when I do this and interrupt. I hate it too when I do it. But I'm doing it anyway. I just like to go around the room. What is your favorite way to eat popcorn? Okay, do you put butter on it?
No, movie theater butter popcorn.
That's not real butter. That's Pennzoil.
Yeah, okay.
That's motor oil.
That is the best stuff. Like when I'm eating it, I want to be able to see my fingers shine.
Okay, but at home
from the butter.
At home,
regular butter. Sometimes I'll get some like a little garlic salt or some flavored salt and sprinkle it on there.
Okay, Dan.
Yeah.
At home.
At home, regular popcorn with butter, melted butter on it.
Okay, do you actually melt butter?
Yes.
Real butter?
Oh, yes.
That is the best way. Bill?
Yes.
You know what I used to love, and you can't really find it anymore, and it may have been an Orville Redenbacher brand, but it was that powdered cheese. So it was cheddar cheese popcorn.
That's right, boy.
It was so good. You can't find it anymore.
No, and they used to have it when it was Werenberg. You could go over
and get that yellow salt.
Yeah, you could go over and get the salt. And then when Marcus took over, they started charging you for it.
For salt?
Marcus.
No, for that flavored.
Oh.
So, Bill,
flavored salt.
At home, how do you eat popcorn?
Just a little bit of salt.
That's it.
Now, yeah.
Tim?
Every Christmas, I treat myself to one of those tins that's separated into a third of the cheese popcorn, the regular popcorn,
and the
caramel
corn.
That's right, Red Boy. It's really the only time I eat it. I'm not a big popcorn kind of
I actually really like popcorn, and here's the deal. You melt part of a stick of butter, and you drizzle it and pour it over the popcorn, and then you eat it at the same time you're eating peanut M&Ms. That's the mush together in your mouth is the greatest. Okay, and now back to Bill.
So what state do you think produces more popcorn than any other state? And by a long shot.
Iowa.
It is not Iowa.
Idiot.
Indiana.
Also, you didn't say your name.
Indiana.
It is not Indiana.
Limey.
No, we're not doing that.
Is it Arkansas?
It is not. Nebraska.
Is it Nebraska?
It is Nebraska, Frank. Good job. You're our winner.
That's Dan's routine.
They produce an estimated 250 million pounds of popcorn every single year.
Wow.
The official state snack of Illinois, as if you didn't know, was popcorn.
You know what is horrible? That Jiffy Pop tin foil thing.
Yeah,
campground stuff is bad.
I thought that was cool though, making it when we were kids.
Oh yeah, I'm watching it blow up, but it's not great popcorn.
I think you use it when you went camping, right? For the most part,
yeah.
It holds over a fire or whatever. Popcorn kernels can pop 3 feet in the air. Did you know that?
Then popcorn generals must go like 8 feet, or maybe.
Thank you.
Your military humor. Thank you.
The world's largest popcorn ball was 12 feet in diameter and weighed 5,000 pounds.
Ooh.
It required 2,000 pounds of corn, 4,900 pounds of sugar, 280 gallons of corn syrup, and 400 gallons of water.
I'm glad you mentioned this.
Yes.
We need to bring back popcorn balls. Have you ever eaten really good popcorn balls?
I'm not a fan.
Well, then you haven't had them done correctly, where they're stuck together
good.
With molasses or, they're good.
You know who, the same lady, Nora Pfeiffer, that makes my birthday cake. Yeah, she makes popcorn balls every Halloween, and they are like that, just like you said.
years ago, there was a house where kids would go, and when they said trick-or-treat, they put popcorn balls, homemade popcorn balls in the bag.
I like popcorn. Yeah, but you can't eat, but kids would be afraid there'd be razor blades in the popcorn balls. Remember, you couldn't eat anything that somebody
last,
was home.
But that didn't last
I
long.
Know, but people were afraid of that. Yeah, they always told you don't eat those things.
I like the popcorn where they take that OPC ingredient out of it. It's called porn. Think about it.
It was a stretch.
I got it. Yeah.
So that's supposed to be funny. I got new headphones that didn't sound funny.
Well, then your headphones are defective because it was hilarious.
It was hilarious. Yeah. Okay. Approximately 70% of popcorn sold in America is eaten at home. The other 30% in theaters, stadiums, and schools. And the last thing that I will mention, it says by volume, popcorn is America's favorite snack food. Would you believe that?
I don't believe that.
I'd say pretzels.
No, I don't believe
pretzels?
That either. No.
What would be America's favorite
chips?
Snack food?
More than potato chips? No. No way. Potato chips.
Yeah, no. I'll say pretzels.
I'll sell popcorn or pretzels.
They don't have, like, you know, potato chip stores, but they have, like, you know, any guns.
You said potato chip stores.
Yeah,
are
I know.
You drinking?
Potato
chip
stores. Yeah. Thank you.
Popcorn, lightly salted and everything, if you're dieting, is a good snack.
Here's the worst.
That's true.
When they came out with those ridiculous air poppers. Remember that?
Tastes disgusting.
Yeah. Horrible. Like eating paper.
Yeah.
Can I ask Dan a quick question?
No.
Dan, how did you find that Pritzker press conference video? Somebody wants to Google it.
It was sent to me by a guy named John, one of our listeners, and I just tried to send it, email it to someone, and
put
it
on our Facebook page. Can you do that?
I don't know if I can. I don't know if I can do that either. I have problems pulling stuff off of.
I'll help you.
Messenger.
Thanks, Bill.
I'll help you.
Bill.
Okay. I'm Bill Cleveland on the road and on 590 The Fan.
Popcorn balls sounds like a condition that men would get from sitting and eating too much popcorn, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, he's always got popcorn balls.
It's like cauliflower ear.
No, not like that at all.
He has a cauliflower ear and he has popcorn balls.
No, that's not the same at all.
Damn. What is California? What is cauliflower ear?
I don't know.
Are you seriously don't
I don't know?
Know
what that
rugby
is.
Players, UFC.
Okay, well, or boxers.
Wrestlers.
Yeah, boxers. Yeah. Yeah.
When your ear becomes just deformed from being hit so much, it's called cauliflower ear. It looks like a cauliflower. Doesn't
I've
look
never
like
heard
an ear
that.
Anymore. Well, yeah. You're not very smart.
No.
Apparently.
Wow.
Well, look. Tough love.
It hurts. I get it.
Bill Cleveland, courtesy of Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. If you would like to know more about this great product and company, windowworldstlouis.com. Tim Woodburn will have a sponsorship availability in 2 weeks. If you would like to sponsor Tim, and who wouldn't, you need to get a hold of me, frankopinion@yahoo.com. I saw a protester sign. It was an article in the paper, and it was a shot of protesters, and one of the women was holding this sign up: "Stop killing black trans women." Is this an issue? Is this really a problem we have of killing black trans women? I don't think that's
a
big priority or problem.
Is that the case they're talking about from, what was it, like two, maybe three and a half, 4 years ago, possibly? Somebody died in the Grove in a stabbing and they were protesting?
That's one. But to say stop killing black trans women, come on, that's not a big...
No, I'm just trying to think.
I don't
like,
know
recently,
why.
Is there being a, if there been like a popular story?
I don't have
about
any
it,
idea why that woman was holding that sign.
Think about it.
There is a listener sent me a picture of a sign at, and I'm going to assume this is true, and this is where the sign was. It's an Aldi distribution center in O'Fallon, Missouri, and he took it from the car. And he said, "Sorry if it's a little blurry. I was in the car." And here's what the sign says at this Aldi distribution center. It says, "Heroes work here." We need to stop that. We are still diluting the word hero and taking away the significance of what that word's supposed to mean. I have a story. In fact, I brought it in. Let me find it and I'll share it with you. This would be an example. Here it is. Of a real hero. This is when you use the word. The kid up in New York, He's a high school graduate. He died trying to save two friends who were drowning. 18 years old, Jalon Alston. He went into the water at Ventnor Beach in New York State to help two friends who were struggling, and he died trying to save them. That's a hero, okay? That's not somebody who works in a supermarket. That's a hero. The expression, he worked like a dog. What in the world does that mean? Do dogs...
Like husky dogs,
yeah, but,
maybe?
But like a dog, implying dogs, all dogs work hard. Most dogs don't work hard.
True.
They're dogs, and they're usually pets. But how did we ever get that saying? Well, he worked like a dog. How about he worked like a foundry laborer or something? But dog, I should have asked Dr. Doug when he was here. We have executed yesterday morning it was the first federal execution, and I believe, I'm taking a run at this from what I thought I... 27 years, I think. It was like 2003 or something. Does that sound about right? 17 years, I'm sorry. So that's the first federal. And the guy they executed was a guy named Daniel Lee Lewis. Do you know, for any bleeding hearts that think, oh, you shouldn't have killed that guy. And I might add, the victim's family for years have been trying to say, don't kill him, give him life. Do you know what he did? Do you know his story?
He killed an 8-year-old girl and her parents.
Yes, in 1996, he went to this home. The guy's name was Bill Mueller. Bill Mueller was a gun dealer, and he lived near Tilly, Arkansas. He had a large collection of weapons and ammunition and cash, and this Daniel Lee Lewis, this loser, knew that he had that stuff there because his accomplice and his partner the year before, in 1995, had robbed the house and realized, hey, there's probably more stuff here. So they went back together in January of 96 when the Muellers were not home. They got in the house, and while they're there, the Muellers came home. The husband, the wife, and their 8-year-old daughter. So they overpower Mr. Mueller and his wife, and then they question the 8-year-old daughter about, where's the cash? Where are the guns? Where's the ammo? And she told them what she knew. They found $50,000 in cash, about $81,000 worth of guns. Then they used a stun gun on the husband, the wife, and the daughter to stun them so they could put plastic bags over their heads and they would smother to death. They duct taped the plastic bags. I'm glad they killed this guy.
What the hell took so long?
Yes, thank you. We let these people just linger, live, we feed them. A couple of despicable killers, and I don't know about the other guy, but this guy at least is gone. Good riddance, rest in hell, R-I-H. I just kind of made that up. I like it.
I like it.
The new host of Dancing with the Stars is Tyra Banks. I don't know why, but she is. But it would have to be better than Tom Bergeron and Erin Andrews. Oh. And in the article about them getting noticed that, well, we don't need your services anymore. Here's what it says about Erin Andrews. I don't know if you've ever watched this show or not. It says, Erin Andrews has been on since 2010, and first she competed as a contestant, but came back because of her signature sense of humor. I've watched Dancing with the Stars a lot of times. I've never Erin Andrews has never made me
Isn't
laugh.
Erin Andrews, funny. The girl that was on ESPN?
Yes. That they okay. spied on her through the hotel room.
She was Fox Sports.
And she got a massive check.
Yeah.
Like $40 million. I wish somebody would peek in on me nude. $40 million? Knock yourself out.
I just want to get hit by a Walmart truck or something.
You bet. Maybe it's, you know what? It could still happen.
I don't know. They'd probably award you $40 if somebody spied on you.
Yeah, well, you got a point. It could still happen. And one other thing. A week ago yesterday, Tuesday of last week, was Blackout Tuesday. How is this not racist? Because here's what it says Blackout Tuesday was. Now, I don't know too many people even knew about this.
No, I heard
it was a call for racial equality across the country by asking all black Americans to only shop at businesses owned by black people. Wow. Is that a way to bridge the gap and bring people together. Don't you buy from white people. This is a day when no white people's businesses. Just a thought, observation. Ladies, get in here, please.
And I do have that video up on our Facebook page now.
Folks, you got to see it. Facebook.com/AM and the PM. The lady in Illinois who explains COVID deaths. It's great. So I didn't hear this joke until about 6 years ago. So it's relatively new for me. And I like that. Somebody, Laura, I think, asked me in an email. So, Laura, here we go. I think it's been long enough. It's a sad beginning to a joke because it's about a guy who's decided to get up on a bridge and jump to his death. His wife has left him. He lost his job. His kids don't speak to him. He has a gambling problem. It's just everything, nothing is going right. So he climbs up on the outer part of this bridge, and he's just standing on barely enough space for his feet. He's almost about to just, it's all you can do to stand there without, a stiff wind would knock you off. And he's nervous and he's frightened. He looks down at the water. He's thinking there's no reason to live. And then he notices on the bank, to his right, to the right of the water, he sees an odd sight, and it's a little man with no arms. Dan already knows it now. And he's dancing. He's dancing like crazy. He's dancing like nothing this guy's ever seen before. He's jumping and he's twirling, and then he squats down and sits and springs back up and kicks one leg and the other leg and then twirls again. He's never seen anything like it. Little man with no arms dancing like crazy. And as he looks at the guy, he starts to think, what a pathetic person I am. Here I am about to take my life. Over what? My wife left me. I'll find a new woman. I lost my job. I'll get another job. I could fix these things, but look at that little guy. Look at that little man with no arms, yet he's dancing. Dancing like crazy. Never seen anything like it. So he very slowly comes down from the bridge and walks around down onto the bank and approaches this little man with no arms who's still dancing like crazy. Jumping, twirling, kicking, squatting down, springing up, like his own choreography. And he walks up to the little man. He says, hey, little man. The little man says, what? Still dancing. He says, thank you. I want to thank you. The little man says, for what? He says, for saving my life. I was up there on that bridge just now. I was seconds away from taking my life, jumping to my death, and then I saw you, a little man with no arms, but dancing. Thank you. Thank you, little man. Little man says, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm not dancing. My butt itches and I can't scratch it.
Get a check on traffic. Here's Tory Lyons.
This report is sponsored by Spectrum Business. Now more than ever, small businesses need the best internet and phone solutions at the best value. And Spectrum Business is proud to help, offering new customers 1 month of free internet, voice, and TV service for free. Visit business.spectrum.com to learn more. Accident westbound 70 at Florissant. A traffic incident westbound 70 before the Blanchett Bridge. Eastbound 70 stacks up Bermuda all the way through Riverview. Accident eastbound 370 before 270. Accident westbound 270 before Washington Elizabeth. You're jammed eastbound 270 through Lindbergh. North and southbound 170 lining up at Page. Accident northbound 55 at Bayless. And the signals are malfunctioning Gravoy at Mauer Industrial. I'm Tory Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
Rosalita's Cantina is St. Louis's go-to Tex-Mex. Rosalita's offers a full menu of both food and drinks. Try their signature tableside guacamole made right in front of you or piled high nachos. They have a full array of classic Mexican dishes and even more modern specialties, including their Cadillac fajitas. The house margaritas are the best in town, and the specialty margaritas will have you coming back time and time again. Visit Rosalita's Cantina at two convenient locations, downtown on Washington Avenue or on Manchester Road just west of 270.
Royal Banks of Missouri is all about convenience for you. Where else will you find extended drive-up hours until 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 2 p.m. on Saturday? You're busy, and now you have a bank with the flexibility your schedule needs. What was that about convenience? Sign up for Royal Banks of Missouri mobile banking system, and rates are down. Refinance your home mortgage. Finance that next vacation with a home equity line of credit, or take care of that new car loan, all with Royal Banks of Missouri. Check them out at royalbanksofmo.com.
Tim McKernan here for Design Air Heating and Cooling. Their business is essential to your comfort and safety, so Design Air will continue to offer services for emergency repair, installation, and preventative maintenance while taking all of the recommended precautions to eliminate physical contact. For more information on air purifiers, please visit designairservice.com. And for all of your heating and air conditioning needs, contact the official HVAC company of the Ryan Kelly Morning After, Design Air Heating and Cooling.
This is Mariah from Newsetter's Fine Jewelry, where we offer a choice in diamonds. Mine are lab-grown. We are a leader in offering lab-grown diamonds, which can run 30 to 40% less than mine diamonds. Let us educate you on your options at Big Ben and Doherty Ferry, or learn more at wowdiamonds.com.
Start over. Let's check in with Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. Mr. Sainert has just sweetened the deal here for this fundraising dinner for 12, six couples. I'll bring you up to date on that tomorrow. Annie Gunn's and the Smokehouse Market are in Chesterfield Valley, east of most of the other stuff. They're closed only on Mondays. You need reservations for dinner at Annie Gunn's. I think you should make them for lunch, just to make sure you can get in there, because it's very popular, and it's popular because it's very good. It's better than good. Gift cards. A good idea must be a good idea, because they sell thousands every year. Annie Gunn's and the Smokehouse Market in Chesterfield Valley. Give it up for Mike Evans. Got every bit of that one.
Man, I'm freaking drunk.
Okay. Thanks for warning
me. 3 or 4 glasses of wine on an empty stomach.
Thanks for warning me.
Man. And let me tell you something about Annie Gunn's.
Hit it just in case. Get it. Button it. Okay. We had to button that out. It sounded like the SH word. Go ahead.
I think we're still down.
Yeah. That's all right.
Hush. I'm doing my report.
Yeah, hush. Yeah.
Did I hear a female voice?
No.
Nah.
No, you didn't.
No. Annie Gunn's really is a great restaurant. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've eaten in restaurants all over the world, and it's one of my top 5 restaurants in the world.
No.
That's how good it is.
That's good.
And it's there in St. Louis. Go see Tom. Go there and eat. I mean, you'll thank Frank and I. You know, it's really just a fabulous restaurant.
Mm. Yes, it is.
Great news. Harvey Weinsleeve. Attorney has very quietly been in contact with all 9 women accusing the sleaze of rape, trying to pay them in return for not testifying, offering them millions of dollars. Results? Every single one of them has said no. We'll see you in court.
Is that legal? Wow. Can you do that? Can you go to people and go, hey, if you won't follow through here, we'll pay you?
Yeah.
Yes, it is. If
that's a lot of court.
Take it, yeah.
Didn't they do that with Michael Jackson?
I wonder if they ever examined him during a course of when he was arrested or anything.
Yes, they did. I don't know if Limey has that interview, but it was an exclusive interview, granted only to this show. Yeah. And,
you're kidding.
No, I'm not kidding, and he's looking for it now. Michael was visibly, audibly upset.
They served him a search warrant, wasn't
they? Did.
That's right, Dan. There was a search warrant.
Slimy is unable to locate it.
The computer's crashed. He's not responding right now.
Computer is crashed. Thank you, Thunderstorm.
Why don't you just take a dump on my report, okay?
Yeah. Come on,
just take your pants off, squat, and just right through the crack, just drop it on it.
Come on, girl.
Well, this isn't good, no, because it needs to start responding, because I need to play the outro in a couple minutes.
Come on, girl.
Who's bad?
TV news. ABC is debuting a new fall show. This all fits together. A new fall show called Bottom Line. It's about a family. It's a sitcom about an 11-year-old girl who has a prolapsed rectum.
Ooh.
A what?
Oh. I don't make this stuff up.
Prolapse.
It's now very obvious. England and Australia make much better network television shows than America. There are a couple of funny parts of this new show called Bottom Line, but it's basically just one big fart, if you want my opinion.
Do you have Michael Jackson's interview?
We are ready.
Mike, we have it. We now have that interview granted only to us, and here it is.
They served a search warrant on me, which allowed them to view and photograph my body, including my penis, my buttocks, my lower torso, thighs, and any other area that they wanted.
Visibly upset. Audibly
very upset.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much, Blimey. That was a great job.
Well,
regarding the new streamer Peacock, it's free to see NBC shows like The Office, Tonight Show, Saturday Night Live, other NBC programming. Plus, it will also show the U.S. Open, the Olympics, Bravo, USA Networks, and other news shows. Also, NBC shows that never made it, they'll show those as well. Peacock is also offering some original premium shows and movies, but wait a minute. Those will cost $4.99 to $9.99 a month.
Oh.
You want those. MTV Awards is a go now, green-lighted for sure, scheduled August 30th at the Barclays Arena in Brooklyn. It's one of my favorite arenas. All people on stage must wear masks, mandatory, during the show, August 30th.
My goodness.
Tiger Woods is playing in the Memorial Tournament tomorrow in Columbus, Ohio. First time he's played in a long time. I'd like to share a story about Tiger Woods.
You have 1 minute and 10 seconds. Go.
Yeah, years ago, Tiger Woods, Fred Couples, Fred Funk, and Annika Sorenstein playing in a TV skins game at Bighorn in Palm Desert. On Tuesday, the media was invited to walk inside the ropes with the golfers during a practice round. I got to the press tent early, and to my surprise, Tiger Woods was there by himself drinking an orange juice. I went up to Tiger and I told him when he was 11 years old, I played right behind him and his dad a couple of times at Long Beach Rec Golf Course. He looked at me, thought a minute, smiled and said, number one, the first hole there, a driving range on the left side, I used to hook the ball into that damn driving range. And I was shocked. I said, Tiger, when's the last time you ever played Long Beach Rec? He said it was about probably when I was 11 years old, but he said, I remember every shot, golf shot I ever made in my life.
Wow. Here's the true version of that story. Mike walked up and said, hey, Tiger, you remember? And Tiger said, security? Everybody's laughing except Mike. Ten
well,
seconds.
Because you wish.
Ten
you wish you
seconds.
You talk to the presidents.
Ten
the,
seconds.
The leaders of the world. And,
5 seconds. Yes, you're right. Okay, about one drink too many today, perhaps. Thank a police officer every chance you get. Have a great Wednesday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks is asking me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? Well, I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, dear.
All right, Dan. Goodbye.
Bye, y'all.
Goodbye, St. Louis. Bye-bye.
590 The Fan, with your local talent covering your St. Louis team. KFNS Wood River, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
Fox Sports trending now.
Kicking it all off in the National Football League, Myles Garrett's contract extension with the Cleveland Browns is an even bigger one now. It contains $100 million in total guarantees. That's the most ever paid to a defensive player. $50 million of that guarantee at the point of signing. Speaking of that, the Tennessee Titans and stud tailback Derrick Henry have reached an agreement on a four-year deal. $50 million in the contract. That includes $25.5 million in guaranteed money. Buck Shaq Barrett signed his franchise tender today. He'll make $15.8 million for this upcoming season. No payday for Dak Prescott. He'll play on the franchise tag for this season. A cool $31.4 million coming his way. Houston Texans wide receiver Kenny Stills was arrested yesterday, released today in Louisville, and he faces a felony charge after participating in a protest at the home of the Kentucky's Attorney General. I'm David Gascon.
Do you know who this is? Fox Sports Radio's Odd Couple. One guy's married. One guy is divorced. One guy has no kids. One